This is North Shore Today for Monday, November 21, 2016. Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News, Beverly police have been besieged with reports of overdoses this month, including five on Saturday morning alone. Of the five, three were fatal overdoses. Police have not determined whether there's a link among the five victims, but they are asking the public to help those battling drug addiction get treatment. The overdoses were reported over a span of several hours Saturday morning, according to Beverly police. Police say there is not any indication of a bad batch of heroin going around. One of the two surviving victims overdosed on pills and alcohol. The other had overdosed on heroin. Police believe the three deaths were caused by heroin overdoses. Each of the deaths occurred downtown, although in different parts. Two of the victims died together. But police are treating the deaths as three different incidents. The rash of overdoses appears to be limited to Beverly, and the police chief announced the overdoses on Twitter and was calling for the public's help. Swampscott residents will likely see a hike in residential taxes. Bill Newell reports.
Swampscott residents can expect a slight increase in their taxes this year. Leah Dearborn writes in Saturday's edition of the Daily Item, the average single-family homeowner will see a $177 increase in their bill. Tax bills are sent out on a quarterly basis, and the increase will be spread out over the course of the whole fiscal year. Interim town manager and Department Public Works head Gino Cresta said the residential tax increase is being implemented to offset imbalances in the budget for the 2018 fiscal year. Cresta said the changes will not take effect immediately, and he is uncertain when residents will receive their first bill reflecting the adjustments. The proposed hike prompted criticism. Quote, we don't and shouldn't accept that this rate is out of sight, said attorney William Demento. Naomi Dearborn, Board of Selectmen chairman, said it's important for residents to know that the 1.9% increase rate is lower than the 2.5% allowable. During a discussion Wednesday on taxes, the board rejected a residential exemption of up to 20% and a discount factor for all land classified as open space. Members also rejected a small business tax exemption. There's more on this story in Saturday's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell for MSO News Sports, North Shore Today. Rick?
Okay, Bill, thank you. Michelle Durgan writes on itemlive.com, most people would agree that restaurants are considered to be among the most difficult businesses to succeed. The obstacles and challenges are both time and money consuming and often prove to be too difficult to overcome. For 69-year-old Joe Pace, owner of Rosaria in Saugus, a popular and highly regarded eatery, those challenges were overcome. And this restaurant, with its takeout bakery and deli, as well as three other restaurants in the Boston area, are testaments to Pace's work ethic and belief in the value of surrounding himself with the right people. Pace was recently diagnosed with lung cancer, and he's taking on this challenge with the same positive attitude and support of the many loved ones in his life, also known as the right people. Instead of letting self-pity and dark thoughts rule the day, Joe is choosing to spend his time in the light, focusing on helping others who are facing the scourge of cancer. He's quoted as saying, I have been so fortunate in my life. Right now, I feel good, and I'm fighting this enemy every day. Being treated at Dana-Farber, doctors and staff couldn't get any better, and he, Joe Pace, is happy to sponsor a fundraiser to benefit the Dana-Farber Cancer Center. He is raising over $100,000. Close to 450 people contributing. The evening was called a night of giving back and was held at Rosaria. Guests enjoyed music, hors d'oeuvres, and a live auction of donated prizes that included gift certificates to area eateries, as well as sports items, game tickets, and memorabilia. Former Bruin and Hockey Hall of Famer Johnny Busick donated an autographed hockey shirt that brought in more than $500, and a Boston Celtics ball signed by the team was also a big hit on the auction block, raising another $500, according to Pace. More on that in the Item Live article by Michelle Durgan. Ray Lamont of the Gloucester Times writes that when someone broke onto his property and cut hair from the manes and tails off his miniature horses last fall, Brent Ringo Tarr thought it might have been a cruel and misguided Halloween prank. Now that it's happened again this year and twice in September, he's not so sure. What he does know is that the incidents have caused pain for the horses, which are between 2 and 3 feet tall, and make their home alongside a half dozen goats on the Tarr family's Essex Avenue farm in Gloucester. Tarrant City Police are hoping someone may have seen or know something about the break-ins and can help prevent another round of abuse. Gloucester Interim Police Chief John McCarthy said the department is investigating the case as one of breaking and entering, and the perpetrators, if caught, will be facing both break-in and animal cruelty charges. He said the department has the incidents and the address posted on its electronic bulletin board in the station, encouraging officers to be mindful when they're on patrol. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.